Well, hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm Kelly Gardner of KellyGardner.com, and I am so thrilled that you pressed play because this is my passion, showing people how they can take their expertise, what they love to do, the years of experience that they already have, and build a phenomenal, profitable business. And so I'm using the example of my mother, and I want to start. I'm going to give you an example. I'm just going to go through, use her as an example, and then you can apply this to yourself. But the first thing my mother has to do is determine who her target market is. And she could possibly focus on prospective social workers. She could focus on current social workers, or she could focus on leaders in the industry, like directors of social work or directors of DSS. But for this example, I'm going to say that her target market is current social workers. So once she does that, she says, okay, I want to speak to, I have a message. I understand their problems. I understand their unmet needs, and I have the solutions. What she's going to need to do is be congruent with her message. She's going to need to deliver value to her clients, which are those current social workers in the field. And she's going to want to passionately pursue this business. And so where does she start? The first thing I think my mother should do is become a keynote speaker. And I think that she should be a keynote speaker, not just fully doing keynotes, but also have training programs, workshop seminars, and a product line. So the business model that I would choose for her would be that she maybe possibly make 50% of her income from keynote speaking and 30% from product sales and 20% from training. Now you can break that 100% down however you like, but that's what I'm gonna do for her for this example. Because speakers make thousands of dollars every month, ladies and gentlemen, from other channels other than speaking. So let's go back to the speaking component. To establish her credibility is not going to be hard because she has 40 years of experience in the field. But one of the great ways to do that is to write a book. A book gives you credibility beyond compare. It doesn't even matter if you make millions from the book itself. It gives you this platform as being an authority in your field when you write a book. So the first thing I would tell my mother to do is to become an author. Then I would tell her to begin to develop her products and begin to add value to her clients' lives by, number one, sharing her expertise through teleclasses and teleseminars. She could also create a webinar series. She could create an audio series, and she could create a video series. Now, when she goes to speak at various places, and we'll talk about that in just a second, she would have a speaker's table where she could sell her products. She could sell her DVDs. She could sell her CDs. But where is she going to go speak, Kelly? Do you know that there are over 55 organizations and associations that are related to or that deal with or that address the field of social work? So my mother would be able to contact the meeting planners, be able to contact those people in charge of getting guest speakers at their events, at their monthly meetings, at their conferences, at their national conventions, and that's where she could go speak. And when she's there, she could sell her products. She could also have her training program ready or a home study course that she could offer for social workers so that they could get training at home at their own pace. My mother would also have to make sure that she develops a signature talk. And this is the talk that she would be known for. She would have to work on her branding, get her website, her logo, her personal brochures, her postcards, develop her signature style, which she already has, you know, get her home office set up. She would get her administrative things out of the way, like getting her business license and her bank account and her tax number. But after that, she would be cooking with grease. Is that how they say it? She would be in business. And so I'm getting excited about it because I have to break this down for her and show her how in the prime time of her life, how she could use her expertise to create a phenomenal, profitable business. And you can do the same thing. Take this information and apply it to your industry. I am Kelly Gardner of KellyGardner.com, where entrepreneurs discover their divine personal brand. Meet me over there for some more tips. Until next time, you be blessed. Bye-bye.